Introduction. The picture emerged as we were standing in the Panera parking lot, my oldest daughter and I. I was at the beginning of a new parenting season. The youngest of my five children had recently graduated from high school, and so I had embarked on starting a new business. My oldest daughter, a talented photographer and artist, was helping me with the branding. As we reflected on the next steps in my journey, she started making a small circular motion with her left hand. She said, "Mom, you did some pretty cool things before you had kids." She was right. Before I had kids, I was a spokesperson and corporate trainer. I worked with celebrities, CEOs, and news anchors. I also did television and radio interviews and made many guest appearances on behalf of the company I worked for. I was even given the keys to the city once by a mayor. Honestly, I didn't know what the keys were for, but I posed for pictures and politely said thank you. Everything I did back then was fun and exciting. My daughter took her right hand and began making another small circle. "And you're doing some amazing things now that we're grown." But then she started a new circle in the air, a larger one between the two small ones. "But Mom, this." She stared into my eyes. "This is your life's greatest work. Look at us, kids. Look at your family. Look at what you and Daddy have built." And that was the key. Everything I have done or will ever do pales in comparison to having a close relationship with my family. With tears streaming down my cheeks, I thought, this is what Proverbs 31 is all about. That our children will rise up and call us blessed. The desire of every mother to hear a child say, "Look at our family. My kids know better than anyone how imperfect I was as a mother. They saw me at my worst. They knew who didn't get along with whom. They knew when I was at odds with their dad. And still, my daughter said, look at us." The lump in my throat made it almost impossible to swallow. Now, none of this happened because I have all the answers. I believe it happened because many years ago, I listened to God and intentionally applied what I learned. And one thing I learned is this. The teen years are not something to dread. This critical season of our children learning to become adults can be filled with joy and rich relationships by parenting beyond the rules. I'm inviting you on a dynamic parenting journey. Along the way, you will discover why paying attention to your relationship with your teen, trying to keep and prioritizing their heart, can yield the closeness you long for as you navigate this incredible season of parenting. Boundaries and directions are important in raising teens, but only in the context of caring well for their hearts. Often, we parents are so busy managing life that the small, everyday things in our relationship with our children get overlooked. We find ourselves jumping from one crisis to another. We might have been told that the small things don't really matter. Because our lives are so full, we accept the statement without really questioning its validity. But as you parent your teen, I urge you not to reject what you can learn from the small things. I know how easy it is to overlook the eye roll, the disrespectful comment, the little white lie, or the forgetting to turn off the devices at bedtime rule, or to simply address the action and not the motive underneath. As tempting as it is to ignore the little things, I urge you to look more closely at why your teen does what he or she does.